Bay's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk radio network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Yes, the best way we're going to do things in terms of changing our world, changing our country. You entrepreneurs, you individuals with the great ideas are the ones that can make it happen. I'm here tonight with my trusty co-host, Mr. Heinzman Dukes.
Good evening, Mr. Gene. Good to be here again on the Entrepreneur Hour with you and Bobby.
Okay, and our trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby, how you doing this evening?
I'm doing pretty well. How about yourselves?
Had a great seat.
I am doing fine, I guess. Anyway, so for those of you new to the show, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play for you, and we'll be right back right after you hear these. Okay.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk radio network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
All right.
Okay. For you entrepreneurs, we want to help you to make things work like you would like to have them to work. Tonight we have a special guest coming on that's going to give you some ideas on how to make your business work. But Mr. Dukes, how you doing this evening?
We're doing great, Gene. We're doing great. We're right back here in the chair again. We wasn't here last week, but we was on the line last week. But
we?
We.
I.
I.
Yeah. I was here.
Yeah, you was here.
Yeah. I was. Now, if you notice, I got my sleeves rolled up. That means we're going to do some work.
We're going to do some work, huh?
We're going to do some work and hear some work so that we know what we're going to be doing. And so, like to have you think about that. But for those of you thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, would love to become an entrepreneur, if you have any tips that you would like to get from us, number's right in front of you, 727-441-3000. Feel free to give us a call. And you give us a call, and we'll try to give you our answers. But if you're an entrepreneur with several years of experience, out there and you feel you have something to contribute, feel free to give us a call as well and add those comments. That's why we're here. We're not experts in terms of entrepreneurs. We're entrepreneurs, and there are many stages, and in my case, I'm still at the beginning stage, and somebody else here may be quite experienced. But anyway, but if you have tips, ideas and things, feel free to give us a call and share those tips so that you're helping the entrepreneurs to help the entrepreneurs. And I think that's going to be an ongoing thing, especially as we're coming out of the pandemic, because many of you are starting to say, I can do this if I only knew what to do. Anyway, so we want to help you to go do that and go from there. So Mr. Dukes.
Yes, sir.
You're an entrepreneur. What kind of advice can you give us right quick for any entrepreneur that's thinking about starting up?
Well, you got that idea in your head. So let's put that idea on paper. Let's make a plan that we're going to do this idea. And then we'll follow through with it. And we'll go from that point on.
Okay, so you're saying whatever idea they have, to write it on paper?
Yes, sir. Put it on paper.
Put it on paper. Okay.
Put it on paper. Write it on paper. Put it on paper.
Because that's the tip of the day. Write it down.
That's the number one tip. Write it down.
It's your thought. It's in your head. Nobody else has got your thought. Only you have it. The only way we know it is when you can share it with us and we can see it in your own words, because then we can interpret those words and you can either say that's correct or you can straighten us out with your interpretation. And this is what makes you different and unique, and how entrepreneurs in similar fields become quite successful, because they see it differently and
that's
they answer it differently.
And once you write that idea down, look at it every morning when you get up.
Yep.
This is what I want to commit to. This is what I want to do. And you continuously to add to that. And Mr. Jeans has a concept about what he uses, write down all the things that you enjoy doing. And the same with entrepreneur.
Oh, okay. Yeah, same for entrepreneur. Write down all the things that you enjoy about the business you would like to start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, write all that down. Get it out of your head as much as you can, and so that you can... You can hear all about it, and we can hear all about it, and you can explain it to us when you're in front of us. Anyway, so that's about the best thing I can tell you. Anyway, so Bob, you got any ideas for entrepreneurs?
I will let that stew for a little while, then I will come up.
We'll stir it up.
Otherwise, I'm going to sound repetitive saying, yeah, there is no roadmap or anything
that's right.
But. There's the first one.
Right, like I said, I rolled my sleeves up tonight.
At first, I didn't know what that was going to mean there. I didn't know what was going to happen during the break. But
and you don't have a towel.
No, it means that as an entrepreneur, you got to be able to do some work.
He's ready to take names tonight.
That's right.
That's right. Roll your sleeves up and write down everything. And then you got to put it into motion, put it into action. And so that's what I want you to do. But we're going to take a short break so we hear some words from our sponsor, and we'll come back. And we will take our show to the next level. Gene Hodge here with Mr. Dukes, and we'll be right back.
All right, don't say that down now, because we'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/entrepreneur opportunity hour. That's internetradiopros.com/entrepreneur opportunity hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/entrepreneur opportunity hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Hopefully, you're there because you want to make some money. I'm here trying to figure out a way to make some. I don't know about you, Mr. Deuce, but that's what entrepreneurs do.
That's what entrepreneurs are all about.
We want to see what type of things that we can do to share with you so that you kind of get something from somebody that helps you to start on that path to making some money. Because you don't know how long the path is going to be. So, that's about all I'm going to say. However, we are in the process of trying to figure out what entrepreneurs do when we can't find you. And so for the entrepreneur, you've got to figure out a way for us to get to know you somehow. And that's what it is that you have to do. So if you don't, so if we don't know you and how to find you, then we can't get to you. So anyway, so I see that I got a thumbs up over there.
Yep, Jill is here.
Oh,
all right.
Okay. Well, tonight we have a special guest who specializes in making businesses become known. And I understand that she's on the line, I think. And Carl, are you there? Jill, are you there?
I am here, Eugene, and excited to be with you.
Okay, let me tell you very quick. This lady's name is Jill Lubin. Jill is an international speaker on topics of radical influence, publicity, networking, kindness, and referrals. She's the author of 4 best-selling books, including Get Noticed, Get Referrals, and she's the co-author of something called Guerrilla Marketing and Networking Magic. Is that right, Jill?
You got it. Prophet of Kindness, Guerrilla Publicity are my main 2 books. Yes.
Yes. But anyway, Jill specializes in making entrepreneurs get more publicity. Is that right?
You got it.
Okay, so Jill, tell us a little bit more who you are, because I'm sure you can say it a little bit better than I can. But this is Jill Lubin, ladies and gentlemen. And Jill, go ahead and tell us a little bit about about who you are. We'll start there.
Oh, thank you. Well, delighted you said it, most of it. So I've authored 4 books, and I help people get and gain visibility and publicity without spending a fortune. And I run an intentional kindness community based on the book, The Prophet of Kindness. So I'm using both publicity and kindness in my work in the world. And I also help corporations with cultures of kindness.
Great. How long have you been doing this?
Oh, gosh, over 25 years now.
Okay, so this is our show about entrepreneurs. Can you tell us a little bit, how did you get started?
You know, I actually found myself in law school and hated it, and I dropped out, and I said, I'm going to be an entrepreneur. And my father said, what is it, and how do you spell it? Well, I think I do know how to spell it by now, but, you know, like everything, entrepreneurship is a journey, and I've been helping entrepreneurs with their journey of visibility and publicity for, you know, like I said, over 25 years, so that's just been really wonderful.
Well, that's great. You also, as far as you're helping, you run courses and webinars and all that sort of stuff
right? I teach an interactive virtual Get It Done publicity course. Yes.
Okay. So, anyways, give us a little bit more background in terms of who you are. I asked you about the business, but who are you?
Well, I'm a woman who loves animals. I have had four cats. I've unfortunately lost two recently to death. Love them to death, though. And I love nature. I'm big on, you know, friendships and creation of relationships. I think it's really important in life. So my personal and my professional life really come together a lot.
Yeah. Well, I asked you that because the average entrepreneur is just a regular person who decides to step out on some venture based on some thought, I guess, and they decide to step out on it. What prompted you to step out on yours?
It was the law school. yeah, like everybody, I kind of found my way. I don't know that anybody lays a map for the entrepreneurial journey. I mean, some of us have parts of the map, you know, processes like you have, and I have visibility building activities and publicity activities. And I think, you know, different people hold different parts of the map.
Mm-hmm.
Correct. So correct.
Well, that's I'm glad that you mentioned that. Just to let all the other entrepreneurs, the ones that are starting, the ones that are experiencing, know that each journey is a separate journey for the entrepreneur. Would you agree?
Absolutely. And everybody has their own journey. Mm-hmm. But what I really recommend to people is get clear, you know, on your gift and then stay in your lane. I think entrepreneurs who try to be too much to too many, that could be a problem, right?
Right. Yes,
I'm really big on get clear on your message and who you serve.
Okay. So you help the entrepreneur get more publicity or just people, period. Is that right?
Yes.
How do you do that, if you don't mind me?
Well, I tell you, I'm well known for an interactive virtual publicity course, Get It Done, you know, No Nonsense, Make It Happen. And that's just been wonderful, serving people for a long time. You can find it at publicitycrashcourse.com. And it's one of these interactive, you know, on Zoom, Get It Done course. I'm a practical, tactical kind of woman. I want people to come out with things done. So I've been doing that. Then I also serve people, you know, in a mastermind that I've put together for over, you know, it's a year long. Hang with me. Let's every month get things done and stay in action around publicity.
Oh, wow.
And then, yeah, that's been wonderful.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And then additionally, I help people one-on-one, you know, with consulting or speaking in corporate.
That's excellent. That's excellent. I wasn't aware of that, but that's good to know because I'd like to do some of that as well. And I'm pretty sure there are many others out there, but I would definitely like to do something like that. So, just very quickly, if you could offer a tip out for the experienced entrepreneur, what type of tip could you offer at this point?
I think the biggest thing is your message, because when you're out networking, which is important, when you get publicity, which is essential, when you're connecting with people, you need to be clear what's your message. And then, as I like to say, why should people care?
Okay, so you gotta have a message as to answering that question then.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, now I asked you about the experienced entrepreneur. What would you have for the new entrepreneur that's just on the fence, thinking about it? They got an idea, but they're stuck.
I think the biggest thing is knowing that I recommend an hour of visibility building activities a week.
Oh.
And, you know, if you need to divide that up into 4 15-minute segments, just so it's really easy for you and, you know, mellow to get done, then do that. Or 2 30-minute segments. What people find is they're often having so much fun and kind of get lost in it, you know, that, that they end up doing more. Kind of like exercise, you know?
Yeah.
You got to take those first few steps. Put on the gym shoes. And in this case, put on the gym shoes of visibility.
Oh, great, great, great. Just very quickly, is it possible that you can give out your contact information? I'm going to ask you one more time, but can you give it out now? Because we're going to take a break in a few minutes. So,
absolutely.
Yes.
Well, I prepared a free gift for all your listeners. So, and
really?
That's a way to connect to me, too. Absolutely. You go to publicitycrashcourse.com/free gift. And in there, you're going to see a wonderful action guide, which gives you even more, you know, definite publicity tips to do. And wait for the class to pop up, because I do a free interactive live publicity class with me where you can get your questions asked. It's a publicity masterclass. So make sure to sign up for that too.
That sounds great and excellent. If you don't mind, I'm just going to ask you to repeat that again, though. Publicity Crash Course?
publicitycrashcourse.com/free gift.
Okay. So you listen it out to you. If you'd like a free gift, you just got a way of getting one that'll help you get more publicity. So that's about it. Is the best way to get to you is by email?
You know, go
on the website.
Go sign up for that, and
okay.
That's going to get to me right away. It puts you right into my system and the ability to connect to me. It also, if you'd like to schedule a call, offers you the opportunity to do that too.
Okay, that's publicitycrashcourse.com/free gift. /free gift. Okay, so I'm going to ask you that one more time, but we're going to take a short break if you can. It's possible that you can stay on another 10 minutes?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, we're going to take a short break. You're listening to Jill Lubin, who helps all individuals get more publicity for their businesses. You're going to hear a little bit more from her in a couple of seconds. Just hold on, and we'll be right back.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Hi, this is Gene Hodge. We have great news for you. We have the opportunity to promote the Employment Opportunity Hour and the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with support from you. If you have a business, a product or service that you would like to reach a greater market to increase your sales, visibility, and profits, we can help you to do that by reaching over 3 million people in the Tampa Bay market. If you have a need for a larger market, WTAN and the show can promote you on the West Coast in the Los Angeles market, reaching about 20 million people. If that's an interest to you, send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com. That's theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Or call WTAN and just ask for Gene Hodge. They will connect you to me. We look forward to helping to promote your business so that you can increase your sales, profit, and visibility. We can do that by you offering contests, by offering special promotions, by giveaways. And these are some of the ways that we can help you to attract the people that you're looking for. Again, this is Gene Hodge with the Employment Opportunity Hour. Send me an email at theopportunityhour@gmail.com.
Oh.
Listen up. Don't let nothing stop you. All of you out there thinking about a business, wanting a business, wanting to get started, just get started. I'm on the phone right now with Jill Lubin, who specializes in helping entrepreneurs and companies get more visibility, more publicity, and she's an expert at it, and she's sharing some of her knowledge with us right now. Jill, you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about this kindness thing that you mentioned as well.
Absolutely. So I wrote a book called The Prophet of Kindness, and God planted a seed in my heart when I wrote that book, and that was to do intentional kindness circles. In other words, bring people together in ways that we could support each other and give each other literally kindness, referrals, leads, connections. And then I bring in amazing speakers and people who are like I had a Harlem Globetrotter guy who's working on a kindness initiative, and I have the developer of the Kindness Diaries, which is a Netflix documentary coming in March. So I have people come in, they're like 10-minute TEDx talks, you know?
Wow.
And then we go into two circles and we literally help each other. It's an hour long. We've got several hundred people in the community, and it's just going gangbusters. And then once a year, I do a World Kindness Summit where we celebrate World Kindness Day and bring people together that way too.
Well, you just got yourself a new customer.
Oh boy, how exciting!
Yeah, I've got to look into that. But that's great. What made you come up with this?
Literally, you know those things that just you hear whispers.
Yeah,
that was my. You got to do this whisper. So that's where that came from.
Yeah, because I've had so many people help me out in terms of what I'm doing and just passing it on or paying it forward, whatever you want to call it. But
exactly.
That's a great. It's a great venture that you have, and I'm going to definitely follow back up with you.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm definitely going to be looking into that and all that sort of stuff. What do you have going on next? Is there anything that we could do to help you with publicity?
Well, I'll tell you,
just get the word out.
I could use help with is I really want to reach the corporate market.
Oh, okay.
Help them with cultures of kindness. So if anyone listening has some corporate contacts where you can help make introductions and bring me in, or at least get me in front of some people to talk to them about what we're up to, that would just be super. Or if you know companies who need some support with their publicity, messaging, visibility building, that would be great too.
Okay, is there any size corporation or?
Any size. I did this with Philips Corporation. I've done it with real estate companies, banks and software companies, all kinds of industries, which is fun for me. I like the challenge.
Great. Okay, so you listeners out there, if you know of anyone in the corporate setting or just anyone in large businesses, you have the expert on the phone right now. Her name is Jill Lubin. All you've got to do is you just think of Jill Lubin and JillLubin.com, isn't it?
Yeah, Jill Lublin, L-U-B-L-I-N.
Lublin, yes.
JillLublin.com.
Lublin, I'm sorry. Yeah, Lublin.
Okay.
And she's fairly easy to find, but think of who you may know within the corporate sector that could use someone like that, and I can attest that she is very well known and extremely helpful. So that's about what I could say about that. So, is there anything else that you're looking for?
Oh gosh, really, that's the biggest part. If anybody has. Speaking engagement leads, that's always good too. Mm-hmm. But I think just focusing in those areas will be super and quite helpful.
Okay. Do you have any seminars, webinars, any type of events coming up in the near future?
I do. I have publicity courses coming up. Please go to publicitycrashcourse.com.
Okay.
And that'll show you some great, you know, very affordable publicity crash courses coming up. It shows you a code at the bottom, so please use that for a great discount, and it'd be great to serve your listeners.
Okay, publicity.
Get your word out, my friends, because your message does matter.
Great, great. Okay, publicitycrashcourse.com, and same place you can get a free gift as well.
That's right. More free gifts. Actually, same one. But so check them out at either place. That's good.
Now, I'm just going to say that since you're more experienced than I am, obviously, what kind of tip could you offer to the entrepreneur that's off the ground but yet not where they want to be yet?
I tell you, start with, Google Alerts is really good. Like, let's say you're an entrepreneur in the area of leadership.
Mm-hmm.
I would go to Google Alerts, type in the word leadership. And that way, every time somebody's writing about it, talking about it, you're going to know. And that way, you can be the expert that they start asking questions of. So that's a really good shortcut that a lot of people haven't done.
Google Alerts, you said?
Yes, and it's free.
Okay, so any topic or subject, they could just go out there and...
Well, you type it in, and mm-hmm. that way you're going to get... when they're talking about it. So that's how I found out, for example, when The Prophet of Kindness came out, my fourth book, mm-hmm. I typed in kindness to Google Alerts, and I found out that November 13th is World Kindness Day. Honestly, I didn't
right.
know that before I wrote the book. And now, you know, how wonderful it is to be able to use that.
That is great. That's great. I'm going to go check that out myself. That is
mm-hmm.
Kindness.
Strategy.
Yeah, kindness. That's just something that I really hadn't paid too much attention to. There's so many kind people out there, but having a kindness day that's well known, that's out there somewhere, that's great. That's great to have. So, one last question, because I know you're time limited, but can you think of any roadblocks that you've come across on your way to stardom or success that you choose to share?
Lots of roadblocks. I mean, cash flow was probably the hardest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think for entrepreneurs, many of us haven't been trained in the wonderful world of finance.
Yeah.
And we certainly don't know, you know, that about running our business. So I would recommend to people that to get as financially literate as you can. What do I mean by that? You know, take classes by people who teach financial literacy. Sharon Lecter is amazing out there.
Oh,
I was trained by Laurel Langmire. You know, learn how to read a P&L, profit and loss statement. You know, make sure you're working with a bookkeeper and CPA, people who are
specialized.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you know it yourself, because I think to become financially literate is also important. And I'm not, you know, perfect at it, but I certainly don't panic like I used to when I read my P&L and different things. So that's made a world of difference, and I would recommend it to others.
That's really great to know, because I stumble in that area myself. Not as bad as it used to be, but it's still on its way. So.
Yep.
Yes, but anyway, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us before we run out of our time?
No, I just, first of all, delighted to be here, Eugene. You're always making such a difference for people, and I know so many are so well served by you. So thank you for being who you are, and I'm excited to connect with any of your listeners, you know, ready to take your next step. Please know that visibility is going to get you prospects, get you clients, get you trust in the marketplace and that third-party authority that, believe me, money couldn't even buy, because it's so incredibly valuable. Mm-hmm. And imagine this, walking into your next interview or whatever, you know, is next for you, and somebody saying, hey, I've heard of you somewhere. That's the power of what publicity does.
Oh, great, great, great. Well, I'm definitely going to be looking into that further, and let me know if there's anything I can do on my end. However, we have a co-host here. His name is Mr. Dukes. I would not want to let you go without giving Mr. Dukes an opportunity to ask a question or say hello or something.
Hi, well, Miss Jill.
Hey, Mr. Dukes, how are you?
I'm just fine. I do have one question for young entrepreneur, and I liked when you said what you was doing. You was in law. what your original profession was going to be before you changed your mind to become an entrepreneur. Can you tell some of these young ones the first thing they should do once they get that idea in their head?
First thing you should do is start doing your publicity. Get your message right. Start getting on some podcasts and blogs. Those are pretty, much easier, let me just say.
Mm-hmm.
And that would be a great way to start. Start with blogs and podcasts. But let's just get you out there. It doesn't have to be perfect, my friend.
Right.
It just has to get started.
Okay.
And again, I'm just so glad to be here. I do have to run for another appointment, but I'm just delighted to be with you too.
Well, thank you very much for taking
really
your time out. And Jill, we'll be in touch, but thank you very, very much for your time.
Thank you. Have a blessed rest of your day.
You too.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, you were listening to Jill Lubin. She can be found at publicitycrashcourse.com or JillLublin.com. You can find out all about her, but she specializes in helping entrepreneurs to get more visibility. And as she just stated, just get started. Write some blogs, write some articles. Just mm-hmm. get started to start putting your word out there, putting your name out there so we get a chance to know you and just run with it. I mean, so that's about all I'm going to say right now is just to go with it. Just get started, like she said, and mm-hmm. don't expect everything to turn overnight.
Correct.
It's going to require you to roll up your sleeves and do something. It's all in the performance and the connections. And so
that's one of the key things that an entrepreneur, you must really consider the fact that your idea, as Eugene said, is your idea, but your idea cannot stay in your head. Your idea must be put out there so others can see it and others can be able to help you along the way. And I know there are some entrepreneurs out there listening to us. We appreciate your call and let us know and give us some feedback because we want to help other entrepreneurs and we want to help ourselves. So help us out, entrepreneurs.
I just want to say one thing, then we're going to take a break. The idea you have, it's not yours.
No, it's not.
Okay, it's not yours. You were given an idea.
That is true.
Very important to understand where ideas come from, and you are chosen and given an idea, and so it's very important to understand that your idea is not for you to hold on to.
Not at all.
It's for you. There must be a purpose behind it. It's for you to step out on what you really believe can be done and step out and just get started and just get going. Anyway, so I'd like to have you just really, really think about it. It's not yours. It's something that was given to you, and your only job is to step out on it and test it, and it probably will not happen overnight. It may take years.
Correct, Mr. Gene, and I like that you just said it's not your idea. The idea was given to you to be used. Your idea is to help somebody else along the way. Your idea is that something, whatever was given to you by somebody, by higher power, whatever, you are supposed to put it in use.
Right. So if you're not sure, just get started on it. It's there for a reason.
That's right.
And the worst thing that you can do is not believe in it, because it's supposed to be something that may be out of this world in your mind, something that may be I'm trying to think of the word. It may be something that you really don't even believe is possible, but for some reason you were given it. And most likely you were given a solution, and all you've got to do is get started on that solution.
Correct.
All right, so it's time that we take a short break, and we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Gene Hodge here with Mr. Dukes.
We're right here.
And we'll be right back.
Waiting on your calls.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
I don't know how I know. Yes, sir, right here.
I'm gonna find my purpose. Find that purpose.
Right here on the Entrepreneur Hour.
Look right here. The purpose is there. You may not know what it is, but I'm going to say this boldly. It's all the things you find yourself doing that you enjoy doing when you aren't working.
That's right.
Unless you have an enjoyable job. And being an entrepreneur, you've got to make it enjoyable. It's going to require some work. It's going to require some effort, and it's going to require you to learn many unknown things. And so I'd like to have you think about that. But there's a quote that I want to read out to you. And then I would like to know what your thoughts are, Mr. Dukes. And then if you out there, if you listeners out there, if you want to call the station and give a comment on it, you're going to be more than welcome. But the number's right there in front of you. It's 727-441-3000. But here's the quote.
Okay.
It said, whatever the mind can conceive and believe. Okay? Whatever the mind can conceive and believe, which means you, the mind can achieve.
That's right.
And any idea who said that?
Napoleon Hill.
Oh, you're correct. You might have said it before, but.
I had read it before. And that is true, you know. The mind is a dangerous thing. Your mind can do one of two things. It can either make you or break you. And you must be very, very careful with what you put in the mind. Because it can be a dangerous thing. And you can see that, not only in entrepreneurship, but in this whole world we see that. So that's why he said what he said. But what the mind can receive, he can conceive, you can get it accomplished if you have the faith. You got to be faithful, have faith on what you're going to do. And if you do it, you do it.
Okay, so whatever your mind can conceive.
It can.
And believe.
It can.
Then it's possible to bring that about.
It can bring it to fruition.
So.
With your work.
It comes back to you were given a thought, you were given an idea, and only you have it.
That's right.
So obviously if you were given the thought, you most likely can think of a solution. You just don't know how it's going to happen. So if it's in your mind, it probably can be achieved. You'll never know unless you get started.
Correct.
It's simple as that. You'll never know, and you'll never know how long it takes. So some individuals work their entire lifetime working on that.
Mm-hmm.
Some achieve it at the last point in their life versus at the start. And so it can happen anywhere along the way, but whatever is in your mind, because it was put there, it most likely it can be achieved as long as you believe it. So I'd like to have, Napoleon Hill said that. He's the guy that wrote Think and Grow Rich, the I guess many people have heard about.
Mm-hmm.
And I've read it, and there's some audio tapes out there. You can listen to it, but it's designed to help you to understand that whatever thoughts that you get in your mind, everything has been created based on thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And if the thought is there, somehow there's a way to make it possible. That's all.
And it can be made possible if you put your, as they said in the old days, you put your nose to the grinding stone and you'll grind away at it.
Well, I said I'm going to roll up my sleeves.
I know.
Yeah, I said I'm going to roll up my sleeves and get busy.
And get busy.
And so,
and the sleeves are rolled up.
Pardon? But I want to demonstrate what I'm saying.
He needs to, like, put them down for the next hour and then roll them up live, you know. and then just kind of, like, hum while he's doing it.
Yeah. I mean, but I do want you all to know that even sitting here, it wasn't easy. In some cases, it's still not easy.
No.
But I would not have been here or done anything else that I can think of without rolling up my sleeves and getting busy. It comes along with ups and downs. And so you should expect, be happy you're getting some ups and downs. And be happy when you're getting downs, because that means something else is about to happen as long as you stay with it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's about all I could say. But be happy of the downs. You cannot get to where you're going without some downs.
That's right.
As simple as that. And so what you want to do is eliminate the downs, but I guess the way you eliminate them, you get something done.
You
accomplish something.
You accomplish something. Going up the hill, trying to get to the top.
And if you're serving others, serving is the word I'm going to use. If you're serving others, if you can recognize the individuals in your life that have served you or the circumstances that have served you, then maybe all you've got to do is to go give more to others.
I'm glad you said that, Mr. Gene. That is so true. If you want to progress yourself, help somebody else to progress. Help someone else to reach the top of the hill. And if you help someone else reach the top of the hill, it'll come back.
Or just get started, because you don't know when you're at the top.
You don't know. You don't want to get to. You're not going to really worry about getting to the top. It's just long as you want to progress.
So if you help, you'll be helped.
That's right.
So that's all I want you to say. So our guest, Jill Lubin, I'd like to have you listeners out there follow back up with her, because hers is all about getting publicity and kindness, being kind to everyone. Everyone. She didn't. She didn't.
No, that's the great statement, Jane. Be nice to everyone. I had a teacher, that was his famous word every day. He says, just be nice. If you don't do nothing else, just be nice.
Okay, so what do you think about that? I try to say nice things on this show all the time.
Except to me.
And
no comment.
Well, he's an up-and-coming entrepreneur. So he needs to be guided.
Ruffled up a little, do I?
Yeah.
But all things, being an entrepreneur is a lot of fun. There's a lot of headaches, but it's all good. The bottom line is, it is a great way to live.
And you know all about it. I'm actually learning from Mr. Dukes. And so hopefully there's a couple of things you may learn from me, but I'm learning from you. I'm glad you're here.
I'm learning a lot from you. He even allowed me to sit behind the mic and kept me. I was only just playing. And then it got serious.
Said, what's this thing in front of me? You want me to talk?
Talk to the world? No.
Well, I'm not going to say the thoughts I had before we got to that point.
Require him to roll his sleeves up some more.
Right. So,
roll them up higher.
I'm not going to get into any of that on this show.
Thank you.
However, we are trying to accomplish some things that from a different perspective. And if we can help entrepreneurs to get that start at least, or become successful. That's what we're here for, because there's no magic wand out there.
There's no magic wand out there, and there's no written roadmap.
Something I noticed with, like, the going back, bouncing off of the LinkedIn discussion of last week, if you see open to work on somebody's profile around the app, that doesn't necessarily mean you know, you should read about that. You know, read their bio, because it doesn't necessarily mean they're out searching on job sites. They could be a freelancer. They could be an entrepreneur, open to work, to needing services of somebody else, needing help, needing ideas. And I just, it just something that that I thought about after that irked me.
And I just believe entrepreneur, all entrepreneur, whether they admit it, and I think most of them will, we all need help. We all in certain areas, because we don't know the whole.
We don't know everything.
We don't know it all.
And you know, they might not take oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
They might not take you under your wing and give you a full-time job right there, but they might be willing to pay you to, you know, fix up their social media, fix their website, you know?
Right,
get them a company vehicle if you're, you know, that's fix their company vehicle.
Fix the company vehicle.
Right,
that's
right.
What, that's what it's all about.
That's why we started the show. We're entrepreneurs. We're not on the top, I don't think. At least
I'm
not.
Not at all. I have a long way to go to get
and
to the top.
However, we want to offer whatever we can, because I could not be where I'm at without the help of others and the kindness of others. And so I want to pass it on, pay it forward, whatever you want to say. But if I can help those out there, that's what I'm here for. So
being an entrepreneur means being helped. Networking. That's what entrepreneur is. It's networking. And you, when you get ready to do something, as Jill said, throw it out there. Don't matter what they say or what people say, because you're not perfect. But if you don't get it out there, nobody never knows, Mr. Gene said. We got to see it.
That's right. You'll never know. Change always brings a different way of thinking.
True.
And so if you got it, it's going to require change. All you got to do is get started.
That's right. And a lot of people don't like change. But you can make change work.
You just got to find that message. Like Jill said, find the message that works, that gets people to stop and listen and say, this person has something.
That's right.
And so let's look into it. Let's check into it. And you're going to run into some that are going to say, let me see how I can help this person make this happen.
Right.
You know, so the more you get in front of, the more opportunities will pop up. You can't do it sitting home or just thinking about it and not doing anything about it.
Not acting on it.
And you're not supposed to know the answer.
That's right.
You're supposed to get started.
Supposed to research for the answer.
Started. Getting started and then carry it out. Stay busy. That's all you got to do. Anyway, that's a comment from me. Stay busy, because there's always going to be more to do. Can I mention this word do? Because do means performed. Performance. And if you can't perform it, then you got to learn to delegate it.
Well, that's true.
Suppose that.
I like the one that you, the guy that says, why not? Why not you? You got to be here until you die, so why not you?
Yep. Anyway, so it's important to recognize what you've been given. It's important to recognize if you want to get started on as far as becoming an entrepreneur, becoming a small business, you must just have the faith and get started. Not faith out someplace else. Have faith in yourself that the reason you have the thought is because it was given to you. It's simple as that.
Utilize it.
Well, I hear the music.
Put it into action. Yeah.
I hear the music, which means our time is up. You're listening to My Way by Frank Sinatra.
That's the
way you
want to
do it. All of the thoughts that you might have that tell you what you can do, or the vision that you might have, you literally can do it your way.
That's right.
Because you're the one that had the thoughts.
Don't let nobody tell you
and
can't.
So
that's going to be something to tell you, but just move right along.
Okay, this is Gene Hodge here with Mr. Duke. Stay tuned
right
for
here.
The Employment Opportunity Hour.
And we'll be
right back.
On the turn of the nickel.
Okay.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.